My name is Zulaikha Rafiq, and I am from Afghanistan. I think Afghan women are very resilient and very strong, and they have a lot of potential. Even now, I have friends who are professionals, who are doctors, who are doing important jobs, and many of them are supporting their families. And these women are holding the ship together, the house together, the family together. And yet they are so undervalued by their families and by themselves. I had a very interesting experience when I returned to Afghanistan soon after the Taliban regime was ousted. It was winter, and I was passing an area which is very cold and windy in Kabul. And I was in a taxi, and the cab driver, he looked out, and there was a woman standing. She was waiting for a bus. She was a working person. And she had a toddler, all bundled up, and a baby in her arms. And she was waiting for her bus to come and pick her up. And she had not a lot of makeup, but a bright red lipstick on her face. And the taxi driver, he kind of shook his head, and he said, "These women will never learn." And he interpreted it as still being shameless. She was certainly not trying to attract attention. So that's how it's perceptions. I think really deep-rooted focus on educating women and understanding the value of educating women, not just for the women, for the country, is the one thing I believe will be a starting point. Women will never become leaders and will never become, never think they can assume a decision-making role without education. I think if women and people who support women and governments who really support progress and economic progress, if they focus on education in general and women's education particularly, I think they are headed for prosperity and for peace eventually. Women tend to bring peace.